Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College audit giving clean slate. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Auditors initially had concerns regarding a missing line item in the Gillette College's draft audit. However, after collaborative efforts between auditors, college officials, and state employees to rectify this discrepancy, the auditors granted the college a clean audit. The Gillette News Record reported, initially, due to the miscommunication, the auditors had reported a qualified opinion expressing doubts about the accuracy of the college's financial figures. Ann Larson, the college district's chief financial officer and vice president, informed members of the College Advisory Board during their recent regular meeting that after extensive discussions, the qualification has been removed. This development ensured the final audit now stands as completely clean. In October, Brittany Wilson, a certified public accountant affiliated with Cheyenne's McGee, Hearn, and Piaz Tax Consultancy, informed college trustees that the specific number should have been sourced from a state actuary. This actuary, an expert in evaluating financial risk costs, was the designated authority for this figure. The discrepancy in the draft audit arose from the state's ability to furnish this number, as explained by Wilson. This occurred because the state operates on a roll-forward data system, mandating an update of their data every 2 years. Given that the Gillette Community College District wasn't established or included in the state's data set from 2 years prior, state employees did not have the college listed nor provided the required number to local officials. Larson clarified that there had been a misunderstanding among the state, herself, and the auditors regarding the expected liability amount. Moving forward, the district will be required to factor in an amount determined by the State Department. Wilson informed trustees during a regular college board meeting last week that the zero amount resulted from the state's actuary determining that the local district had no employees linked to a liability within the specified time frame. BLM's Rock Springs proposal draws ire from some lawmakers. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management's draft plan to manage land owned by all Americans in southwestern Wyoming has come under fire from some lawmakers. Congresswoman Harriet Hageman claims the plan to increase protections on 3.6 million acres, including sections of the Red Desert, would prohibit and bar all access, management, and use of vast swaths of federal land. Casey Previdal with the Sierra Club's Wyoming chapter says that's not actually what the BLM is proposing. Previdal said, large swaths of land are protected from development. That is still open to the public. You can still hike and bike and recreate there. The draft plan would limit energy development on some parcels. That could explain why Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso called the plan an attack on the Wyoming way of life, according to a High Country News report. Bill Allemand, a Republican from Casper, urged Governor Mark Gordon to stop what he described as a state-killing plan that would impact more people than the Civil War, Pearl Harbor, and 9/11 combined. The public can weigh in through January 17. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.